Since the dawn of time, man has come together in times of fuckery. But in its darkest times, only the greatest men come together and they become the Knights of Fuckery. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first ever podcast of the Knights of Fuckery. My name's Aaron.
I'm Steven.
And I'm just going to warn you now, this is going to be a shit show of all shit shows. There's going to be randomness, conspiracy theories.
Vaginas!
That, yes.
Woohoo!
Stories from our past, and just a bunch of shit shows that make no goddamn sense, especially fucking weird news.
Exactly. Let's get to Donald Trump. Fuck it.
First off, we're going to start off right now and say we are not going to be PC at all. If you feel offended at this point in time, delete this shit, get the fuck over it, get a schlong dong billy dong, and get the fuck on out of here. Alright.
And if we offend you by any chance, we are so sorry, and if you'd like to contact us, you can call us at OU812.
Uh-huh. Alright.
And we are not sorry, and you can go fuck yourself.
And I'm just going to warn you now, there's going to be a lot of times where it seems like I cannot speak the English fucking language, and I'm sorry if I sound like I am from the backwoods of nowhere, and Steven sounds like he's a fucking Mennonite Jew, because he is. He's half Mennonite, half Jewish. It's fucking wonderful. And he's also South Korean. It's a weird shit show of all shit shows. Steven, why are you playing the mandolin?
Because I'm a Jew.
Put it down!
Fuck!
Alright, so, first off, was that your phone?
Yes.
Okay. First off, we're going to start off with
weird news.
Oh, you want to know what the weird news is.
Yeah, all right.
We don't have any show notes on this, so this is going to be interesting. We're just doing this off the top of our heads.
We're doing this on the fly like motherfuckers.
All right, weird news that I've heard this week. There is a pastor in Ghana, Africa, that believes that with the power of the Lord God Almighty, he is able to make a man's penis grow, and he even gives it a little bit of a massage, and he believes that he is making. Steven, what are you doing?
I'm planning a trip to Ghana, motherfucker!
Put it down!
Shit!
I swear to God.
I got halfway through the fucking checkout line and said, no, motherfucker, no.
Alright. But he's not only messing around with men's penises. He is also fondling women's breasts, saying that he is able to make them larger, and also a woman's ass.
Well, then I need to start being a pastor.
If, I swear to God, if you start, if, oh my God, if you do this.
I wouldn't do it to most women.
Most women. Most women.
I'd do it to the pretty ones.
He's doing it to all women. That is disgusting in all kinds of
levels. And I wouldn't do it to most men either.
Just the men with the giant penises that you want to throat. You homosexual. And I'm going to apologize now to...
I'm not a homosexual, I'm a homo sapien.
Alright, I'm going to apologize now to anyone that is gay, straight, lesbian. I don't give a fuck. If you want to look, if you want to suck a Peter or lick a pussy, I don't care what it is. You are a human being. Live your life, man. Live your life. I don't give a fuck.
We don't care if you're gay, straight, transgender, pansexual, but if you're a fuck, but if you want to hump on little babies, you can go fuck yourself and drop dead.
I will agree with that. I believe, okay, we're going to get on a complete total sidetrack real quick.
Sidetrack!
I believe, and I don't know how many people know what this is, if you watch the TV show Vikings, you will know what it is.
The only reason why I watch it is because Edge is on there.
Exactly. But there is a custom called Blood Eagle, which is where a man takes an axe, splits, basically goes on each side of the spine and breaks the rib cage and spreads it open and cuts the skin and everything, and basically looks like they're an eagle, and they pull out the lungs and they sit them on top of their shoulders. So it looks like an eagle spreading its wings. I believe that should happen to pedophiles.
Did you want to go to Ghana with me?
We're not going to Ghana.
Fuck!
Put your ADHD in check. I swear to God. We're not going. This is going to be a train wreck. I can already see it now. This is going to be like 3 hours of us screaming at each other saying, this is going to be a train wreck. You're a piece of shit. I fucking hate you.
Exactly.
Wait, what time is it anyways?
It is 10:02.
Okay. So, okay. Back to the pedophile thing.
Pedophilia.
I've heard that, and this also lands into weird news. Apparently,
two Jews in the oven.
No, I swear to God, if you're going to start with the anti-Semitism, you're Jewish.
Oh,
get over it. Okay, But getting back to what I was saying, apparently, and Steven's the one that told me about this, they're trying to, what is it, pedosexual?
They're trying to add pedophilia into LGBTQs. So it'll be...
What the fuck?
It'll be lesbian, gays, transsexuals, pansexuals, queers, and then pedophilias. They believe that they should love... The love they have for little kids is the same love as, say, I have towards another woman. Or my brother has towards his fiance. And that's just a whole shit show of I want to shove my axe in your fucking throat.
Pretty much. That I don't understand how people can do that kind of shit. Like, you honestly believe that you are right?
They're from Satan.
No, that's not Satan. No. Because even Satanists believe that's wrong.
Yeah.
Satanists, okay, we're going to get on a religious topic real quick. Already we're going, this is going to be a train wreck. Put it down. Alright. I used to go to church every Sunday with Steven. He used to go to church every Sunday.
Channel 305, Jimmy Schwager.
Pretty much.
Too lazy to drive.
Steven was very religious. I used to be very religious. Now it's kind of like, I don't really believe in that. Steven still believes in God. Steven.
Hmm.
What does it say in the Bible about rape?
You go straight to hell.
But for a woman, in the Old Testament, it says that they will be stoned.
Yeah.
This is what Satanists believe, and I kind of agree with it. They said in the Satanist commandments, which is really fucking weird, that is actually more human realizing than anything, because I don't know what the fuck. But it literally says that if a woman does not have the same feelings that you have towards her, the man should be killed. Something like that. It's something crazy like that. And I honestly believe in it, because a man should not be touching a woman if she does not want it. That is wrong in so many levels. But before we go down the spiraling staircase that I call religion, and it ends up in a fucking shit show of me and Steven throwing shit at each other. I swear to God, Steven, this every time.
I don't know whether to get a first class seat or a second class seat to Ghana.
I swear to God. I swear to God, dude.
I need to grow 2 more inches, damn it.
Well, okay, apparently porn stars, what they used to do with porn stars is they cut one of the tendons and you get your dick grows 3 to 4 inches, but you only get a half stiffy.
I got 3 to 4 inches on my belly. I need it down there.
Lose weight. I have no room to talk. Listen, I'm going to tell you this much right now,
ladies and gentlemen. We're two fat-ass motherfuckers that just...
Pretty much.
That just love to eat.
Yeah. Basically, my whole diet runs off of cigarettes, hatred, and food. Steven's whole diet runs off of...
sushi, cigarettes, and a shit ton of Twinkies.
I'm tasting a Twinkie right about now. Hey, did you try the chocolate ones? Well, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting on another shot.
We already told them this is going to be random.
Yeah, it's going to be complete and totally fucking random. Kind of like a lot of Steven's ex-girlfriends.
You're damn right they were. And if they're listening to him, look at me now. But anyway, oh shit, they can't look at me, huh? Let me pierce thy ear holes until you can't hear me anymore.
Pierce thy ear holes? What the fuck?
Let me massage thy eardrums and fondle thyself.
Why?
Because.
You want to give yourself some shake, weighty.
Yes, in their ear canals.
In their ear canals. Yes. Wait, which one, Caitlin?
Both. And if you don't know who Both is, good luck. Google Images is a very powerful entity.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to cut your fucking phone service off for a month. I swear to everything that is unholy, holy, whatever the fuck in this goddamn world.
Yes, how much are 2 tickets to Ghana?
literally about to set his ass on fire. I
got a story to tell you.
Okay, I'm ready to listen to this one.
About WWE.
Okay, alright, let's do this.
Hulk Hogan's back.
You're fucking kidding me.
Nope, they just had their crown jewel.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan was the host.
How the fuck old is he? Is he like 90?
I don't know, hold on.
You're going to really... Oh my God, we're going to pull this up right now in the middle of a podcast.
Hey Google, how old is Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan is 65 years old.
65 goddamn years old, and he's still trying to fucking wrestle.
Oh no, he's not going to wrestle.
What's he going to do?
General manager.
What the fuck's going on with Kurt?
Kurt Angle is going to be a part-time wrestler.
With his fucking neck?
Yep.
He can't even... He's got to, like, turn his whole body to go, hey, how you doing if they're on the right side? Left side, he's got to go... And almost twist his back and break it.
Well, he fought Drew McIntyre last Monday.
Oh, the Scottish psychopath, whatever the fuck he is now. Okay, have you heard the rumors that they're trying to put him into the Shield?
Yes, they're gonna end up doing that.
Why?
Because they want a brand new Shield, but then when Roman Reigns comes back from battling leukemia, he will be the leader. Of it. They want... Basically, Roman Reigns is going to be the new John Cena.
Oh, you got to be... And okay, this is beating it. a dead horse. John Cena needs to fucking retire. What the fuck is this Thunder Fist bullshit? Just standing in the corner, puts an X across his face. This is not Wakanda, goddammit. Putting an X across his chest.
Wakanda!
Putting an X across his chest, yelling Thunder Fist, and then running towards him, and he literally looks like he's turning it and making himself into a lightning bolt like we're from Avatar, The Last Fucking Airbender, and he punches someone in the face.
Because he was in a Chinese movie with Jackie Chan. He spent 3 months in China with Jackie Chan.
Oh, so he learned the Kung Fu. Go, Justin. We'll let you in later.
But anyway.
Sorry for the interruption. That was Steven's cousin, Dustin, who's trying to come in on the podcast. He's only 14 years old, and there's going to be some raunchy shit in this show. I mean, I know his dad says a lot worse, but, yeah.
Anyway. John Cena was in a movie with Jackie Chan, and he taught him the Thunder Fist.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
That's what it's called. And he said,
Thunder Fist?
Thunder Fist.
The Thunder Fist.
Yes.
Are we in Avatar, The Last Fucking Airbender?
And Cena did not name it.
Jackie Chan named it.
Yes.
That is the dumbest, skankiest... dirtiest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. I want to kill myself right now. Give me a gallon of Drano and call it a day. Thunder Fist?
Yes.
I just want Undertaker to come back and just kick everybody's candy ass as American Badass.
He's planning on that too.
Oh, thank God.
But he won't be wrestling.
Why?
He'll be a manager.
For who?
They're thinking of making a new faction, or bringing to WWE. What were they called? Shit! They were a biker gang in fucking TNA.
Biker gang? I have no idea. The only one I could think of was the Aces and Eights. That's the only thing.
They're bringing the Aces and Eights to WWE. And they want Undertaker to run them.
So basically they're getting rid of Bully Ray and they're making Undertaker,
the American Badass, the president.
I'm done. Okay, do you remember the rumor that Undertaker was a part of, I think I told you, he's part of DMI, Dead Man Incorporated?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
I'm kind of scared to meet him now. I know, like, in real life, he's a bad motherfucker. But no.
He's a darn hard Christian.
No, he's a bad motherfucker. Like, he does not, he is not scared.
Oh, no, he's not scared.
He is not scared of anything. That man, I get the feeling he'll have a gun pointed at his head. He'll laugh and grab it out of your hands and go, pop, 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 right around your fucking feet.
I must take a piss.
All right, so I'm going to be left here by myself. All alone. I have no co-host. All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I can't sing for shit, and I don't really give a rat's tiddly ass. I really hate this motherfucker. He should have
fondled me in the ass.
I swear to God. All right, so we're gonna get on a complete, total different sidetrack, real quick. I came up with a song.
So did I. So did I. Have one lyric that goes like this.
My song goes like this, and it has to be sung in an Irish accent, and I'm kind of scared to find out what the beginning part is,
because if it means
what I think it means, I'm going to jail. And it goes, oh, you're just a wee bonny lass, I like to stick my finger in your ass. Oh, you probably have a nice pussy too, I like to stick my nose inside of you. That's what I literally came up with this while I was driving to work the other day. And I forgot about it. And then today, it has popped back in my head, and I screamed it while I was at work.
You know what I screamed while I was at work?
What?
Rat shit, dirty old twat. 69 assholes tied in a knot. Hooray, lizard shit. Fuck!
That was the song Silence of George Carlin.
Exactly.
Rest in peace.
Amen.
All right, we need to get... Okay, but... Can you look up real quick to find out what a bonny lass is? Like, if it is a child.
What is a bonny lass?
I'm kind of scared.
What is a bonny lass?
According to Wikipedia, the Bonny Lass O5e is a Scottish folk song about a thwarted romance between a soldier and a girl.
Okay, so bonny lass is
a girl.
A girl, okay. So I might be safe. Or
here's
not.
Here's the definition of bonny. Attractive, beautiful.
No, I'm good.
Used as a form of address of one's beloved or baby.
I'm not good.
You're not good.
I'm 50% good, 50% not good. Oh my God, I'm going to jail. We're going to have to delete this podcast. This never happened.
You could say someone's bonny as they're beautiful. You're pretty much good because people say that's my baby. And they point to
that's my bonny lass over there. Exactly. She's got a nice pair of tits.
Donkey!
Anyway.
Donkey!
Oh dear God, I almost shit myself. Alright. Alright, we're gonna get on the topic of shitting thyself. Steven, have you ever shit yourself in public?
I shit my mouth before.
Well, should I tell the story?
Go right ahead, fucker.
Alright. I live about 20 minutes away from Snow Hill, Maryland, in a town called Salisbury, Maryland. If you have the opportunity of finding out where Salisbury, Maryland is, I feel completely...
Go the other direction.
Yeah, go the other direction. There's nothing but crack whores and heroin addicts and cokeheads.
And pretty much the entire freaking city smells like pot.
Yeah, pretty much. But basically what happened was, there's a Taco Bell going out to another town called Ocean City. Ocean City is a resort town.
Well, everyone knows what Ocean City is.
Everybody knows Ocean City in the United States, unless you're from across the pond. Sorry.
Unless you're from California. I'm vegan. I'm going to tell you this right now. Sorry to cut you off, but fuck off. But anyway, if you come to me and said, I'm vegan, I'm organic, and I'm special because I'm vegan, I'm going to look at you straight on and say, I want you to eat a ratchet dick that's been salivating in the sun for about 20 days, handed to a black dude and says, boil this with king cow. And I don't even know what king cow is. I know what it is. It's cow mixed with a bunch of shit. Boil it, and then I want you to suck on it dry.
I'm a little confused about what the fuck just happened. I'm pretty sure Steven had a seizure.
Yes.
And I'm sorry for anyone that has seizures. You know, I don't know why I keep apologizing. This is supposed to be a non-PC podcast. I apologize because fuck you.
So you do want to go to Ghana?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
I just kind of want to see it happen. Just like, so you're really rubbing the man's crotch to make his dick bigger?
No, I just want to go up to the women and be like, if you want him to touch your boobs, I mean, I can do it for free.
Steven is an FBI female body inspector.
They so, don't exist. I'm a fondling boobie inspector.
I'm just going to think, I always wonder if Steven's going to end up being a, I think he's going to end up turning out to be a rapist one day.
No, I'm going to end up turning into a terrorist.
You're the least likely person to turn into a terrorist. Least likely. Like, maybe like a terrorist, or like randomly walking up to people and putting your thumb up their ass, maybe, but a
terrorist. What the fuck was that?
Oh my god, the only thing that pops in my mind right now is
ISIS.
Craig Ferguson did it. Craig Ferguson, the Scottish comedian, the guy that did the Today Show, Tonight Show, whatever it was on, you know who yeah. I'm talking about. The guy that had like the skeleton as his, the co-host or whatever bullshit. He did a joke about Kenny G. And Kenny G was sitting there going, doo, doo, doo. And it was like Kenny G at a party. He was just wandering around doing it, doing his saxophone bullshit. And it's him like randomly grabbing a woman's pussy and then sniffing his fingers as he wanders back. And he's still playing the saxophone or whatever he plays. And he's just sitting there sniffing it.
So you just described Donald Trump.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much Craig Ferguson made a joke about Donald Trump before Donald Trump became president. All right, we're going to have to get on this presidential bullshit. No, we're not. I am not making this political because I'm going to get pissed.
Thank you. High five.
Hey.
Anyway, I have a switch in my room and it's looking pretty...
Really? Oh, wait. I need to get back to me shitting myself.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a Taco Bell going out towards Ocean City. It's maybe about 20 minutes away from my house. And me, my friend John, and his ex-girlfriend, his girlfriend at the time, and another guy named Tyler, were all at said Taco Bell. And I ordered a steak quesadilla and a steak quesadilla. Lo and behold, I eat said food, and I feel a fart coming on. So I'm like, well, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and rip it loose. The second I did, I shit all over myself. I've never driven so fast to someone's house before in my goddamn life. I literally got back to Tyler's house. His mom comes running outside with a trash bag, wraps me up in it, and says, go inside, clean yourself up. I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to fuck home. Fuck that. But lo and behold, I may be wearing that underwear right now. Steven?
What?
What are you doing?
Trying to find a good airplane seat.
I swear to God, we're not sending you to Ghana. You do not make
that... Motherfucker, I need growth!
No, what you need is a good woman who's not a psychopath.
I live in Maryland. Where can I find them?
Not on the Eastern Shore.
True.
All right, so
I could bring him out.
Really?
No. Different story. Anyway.
Alright. So, what do you want to talk about?
If I fuck a cat in the ass, what color will it turn?
Okay, we're going to end this. We're going to end this podcast really quick. Because Steven's getting raunchy. We've run out of ideas.
It's the pilot episode. There's still more shit to come.
There's a lot more shit to come.
We still got Tales from the Indies, but that's stealing from the Edge and Christian show.
Tales of fuckery.
Yeah, we still got tales of fuckery from our past.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit we could talk about.
There's about to be some fuckery here in a couple of weeks when we go to our 5-year high school reunion.
Do I have to go to that?
Yes, you have to go because me and Hugh Davidson are planning a fucking fuckery of all fuckeries.
And I gotta be the one to control this shit.
There's two options right now. Either A, we show up to Hopper's Tap House butt-ass fucking naked and just go, "Hey, how you doing? Yeah, we all went to high school with y'all. Why are you naked?" "Well, I'm trying to see if Matt Jones will finally blow me.
And I'm trying to figure out, and I'm standing in the corner with a beer going, "You drink?" "Yeah, I also made out with your younger sister. She was hotter than you."
You're fucked up. I kind of want to see how down set. Okay, this is. Oh, God. I hope nobody from my high school class listens to any of this. But I kind of want to see how bad everybody's doing. And then they're going to look at me like, "So how are you doing?" And we're like, "I'm a millionaire." You realize half
the class is probably not going to be there.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of excited about that. I'm hoping. Because half the class is
probably in the grave. Oh, shit. I mean.
Yeah, we got a bad, bad problem here. Where everybody from our high school is either A, hooked up on heroin, or B, in prison.
They're either in prison or have a shit ton of kids.
Yeah.
Did you just light a cigarette?
Yes, I did.
Motherfucker.
You want one?
Yes. Okay. Fucking heck. What kind is it?
Newport Flat.
Motherfucker, they ain't branding us. Until they sponsor us, we don't tell them shit.
We are not sponsored by Newport or any other affiliates.
Or Taco Bell.
We are definitely not sponsored by Taco Bell. Because Taco Bell gives you the shits.
But if they want to send us money some way, we will gladly.
I will gladly take it, and I ain't going to give them a handy, but I know Steven will.
I'll handy them steak and Cerritos.
Oh, that was a shotgun. Alright. But getting back to, like, our high school class, I get the feeling our whole entire... There's only, like, six people in our whole entire high school class that I actually like, and you, me, and Hugh are three of them.
Yes.
Mike Hogan, Caleb Huntsucker. I can tolerate Caleb. I like Caleb. Caleb's a cool guy. Caleb's calm down. Caleb DeLee and Amanda. That's it. Those are the only people I like. The rest of them were, like, stuck-up assholes.
We pretty much, it's called Parkside High School. And you pretty much the whole school you had, you knew who the popular kids were, you knew who the nerds were, you knew who was a part of the anime club, this, this, and that. Well, we found a secret underground location group that were the, "Oh my God, she's fucking hot, but who does she hang out with?" kind of group.
No, we were more like, you know how, like, "Oh, the school was going to be like a big family." No, we were the black sheep of the family. Damn right. Like,
and I ran that shit like fat crazy.
You did not run shit, motherfucker.
I was the main player.
You were, okay, you know what? I am not going to deny this. He was a player. This man, Steven, would you like to tell the story of how many women you dated in 1 week?
I dated the three girls at three different schools, or the five women at once?
Five women at once.
Oh,
God, that was a shit show when it all came to head.
I'll go with the three women first. I dated three different girls at three different schools at three different times, and they all did not know about each other until we went to youth group. And I was playing in the band at the time, because I'm musically inclined. You'll hear that in a different story. But I was playing in the band, and all three of them were there at the same time. They did not know about each other. And it was either you or Clay looked at me and said, "Dude, they're going to find out about each other." It was you.
It was me. Because I remember looking at him like, "Dude, you're going to know."
They're not going to know. Well, I was up on stage, and all simultaneously, they all stand next to each other, and they point up to me. They say, "That's my boyfriend," in synchronicity, and they all look at each other. I get down, and they're all just looking at me, cross arm going.
If you remember correctly, where was I standing when they all started pointing at you?
Right behind them.
And what did I start doing?
Laughing your ass off.
I laughed so goddamn hard, I damn near pissed myself. I damn near pissed myself. There was tears running down my face. And Hugh, if I remember correctly, Hugh was there. And he's standing next to me like, "What the fuck's so funny?" And I looked at him like, "They know! They know!" He's like, "What do you mean they know? They're all dating him. They know now."
And they all...
He's like, "Oh, dear God, this is going to be a shit show." And we both sat there, tears running down our face, laughing so goddamn hard that the whole entire band stopped. The whole entire band stopped because they thought we were having a seizure or some shit. And we're just sitting there rolling on the fucking floor laughing. It was the greatest day of my goddamn life. Until the five women.
Yeah. But then I get down off stage and they just look at me like, really? You realize you're single now? I'm like, yeah. That night I dated all three of their sisters.
Yeah, he's a sick fuck. All right, so let's get to the story of the five women.
God, I remember. I vaguely remember that.
I remember one of them involved Megan Andrews.
Yeah,
we're not going to talk about that.
We have five women between us four.
Me, Joe, Clay, Tyler. Yep. No, was it Tyler?
No, it was me, you, Clay, and Joe. And we have five women, and we basically traded them like Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, Colleen, Anna.
Yeah.
Megan.
Rachel.
No, I never dated Rachel.
No, Rachel was between me and Clay.
Who else was it? I'm forgetting, we're forgetting important people here.
Yeah.
Sarah Cook.
Yeah.
That's who it was. And all of them have kids now. Except for Rachel. Rachel's the only one that does not have a child.
Nope. She's actually the smart one of the group. Yeah. But anyway, we traded them like you cards. Well, eventually, they all came to me. My phone was blowing up so much it acted like frickin' Saddam Hussein was texting me.
Why is the bomb going off? Oh, God, we're going to hell for that.
We got first class seats to Ghana.
I swear I'm not going to Ghana. We don't have our passports. We don't have our vaccinations because I don't know what kind of viruses they have over there. I'm not dying in a third world country. God damn it, they're not going to set me on fire in a desert.
I'm going to make you touch the
What, the preacher?
Yes.
He's probably got every STD known to man now because he's been touching all these men's vagina, like women, men and women's body parts, trying to make them grow bigger in the name of the
Lord. I'm going to make you touch Butch.
Butch?
Butch.
What the fuck is Butch?
You remember the one video I saw last week.
One video? Dude, I don't remember what I did yesterday. Oh, Buck Angel.
Buck Angel. I'm going to make you touch Buck Angel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
I'm going to tell these people. Oh, God. If you don't know who Buck Angel is, look it up. And if you ask why I know about this, I heard it while I was at work. I work with some very raunchy people from Delaware.
I work with
very them. Raunchy. No. You have no idea. There's a man at work, me and him almost got in a fist fight. This guy is more raunchier than your uncle. Your uncle comes up with some shit, put him in the same room as Harry, and it gets worse. It's terrible, it's scary, and I kind of want to cry.
You remember the time I dated that, I was a senior, dated that freshman?
Really, we're going to this story? This is the worst story to tell on a podcast.
I made her popular.
Yeah, you made her popular, my ass. You made her popular with all the other guys because they thought you were boning her.
Wanted to, didn't.
Who was that, anyways?
I forget her name. But if you're out there, send me a text. Friend me on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. My name's Stephen James Kurtz. I'm a homo.
Hey, well.
There was a lot of shit that we fucking did.
Thinking about Butch. Anyway.
It's Buck, not Butch. You're probably thinking of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yes.
Which I think that might be a porn parody. I gotta figure that out.
Everything's a porn parody.
Would the Sundance Kid be the woman of the relationship?
Yes.
What if it's a lesbian parody?
That would just turn into Two Girls, One Cup.
Why would you bring that up?
Remember that shit show? Fuck! Ha ha!
Two Girls, One Cup. Oh my God, that just... Blue Waffle. Blue Waffle.
Not, no, anything was worth... Two Girls, One Cup was a freaking Golden Globe nominee compared to Two Guys, One Cup.
Two Guys, One Cup. Why the fuck do you know about that one?
Don't ask. Anyway.
I get the feeling that has to deal with your brother.
Yes.
All right. Ever since we're on the topic of weird shit on, like, porn and stuff like that, remember the Pain Olympics?
Yes.
Did you ever watch them?
No.
The only thing I ever saw was, like, I don't even know if it was part of the Pain Olympics, but a guy had a pole connected to his dick.
Oh, yeah, I remember. He taped it to it. It was on the Tosh.0.
Yeah, he taped it to it, and there was a rod. Like, there looked like a limbo thing. And he's just sitting there. He looks around and goes, like, he's about ready to, like he's on coke. And he's sitting there just, whack, 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 whack. And he's got two canes for a crippled person. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Two canes for a crippled person to sit there and go, whack, whack, whack.
We have so many people pissed off at us.
You know what? I don't really care. Get pissed off. I don't care. I'll stick my finger up my ass before I let you ditch me. Hurt my feelings, I dare you. I plan on being like Charlie Classic, not giving a flying fuck.
Charlie. Anyway.
Charlie, I love you. You're the greatest human being in the goddamn world. I love your tattoos. Make me your date, baby daddy. Wait, I got that wrong. I'll let you be my baby daddy. There we go. I got it right now. There we go. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a homosexual.
Neither am I.
I am just really fucked up in the head.
Dude, we both are fucked up in the head.
Very fucked up in the head. How long have we been doing this for?
I don't know.
It doesn't say on the recorder. Oh, well, fuck it.
Oh, shit.
You want to call it quits?
Yeah, because we still got a shit ton of episodes for season one.
How are we going to do this every week?
Do you want to do this every week?
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Because you got... Well, wait, you're not going to Dover now, so it's like you don't have a story about... Well, you do have stories about Dover, but you don't have stories about Dover.
Yep, not going up there.
See your worthless piece of shit father.
Well, not technically. I mean, the wallet looks good.
The wallet looks good. Yeah. That's a story for a different time. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Knights of Fuckery. What is it? What does your uncle say? Peace, cheese, and hair grease or some shit?
Peace, and hair grease.
Peace, and hair grease. Y'all have a wonderful evening. We'll stick a thing up your ass and call it a night.
We'll be back next week with another shit ton of fuckery.
Good night.
And goodbye.